Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I'm your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. Our goal here at Coming Unstuck is to help you overcome that feeling of being stuck, whether it be in your life, your mindset, your health, your career, or even your relationships. You want to make sure that you can get past that feeling and get to that life of greatness that is waiting for you and that you so richly deserve. We're coming off a two-part episode or two-part interview that we stretched over two episodes with my cousin Chris and his wife Rachel. And we're also coming to a time of the year that you spend with family, and that would be holiday season. Now, we all know that the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, have been very different for us as a society. Different variants of COVID-19 keep popping up, and just when it seems like we got everything under control, it then takes a turn and the numbers of infections start going up again. But as a society, we're also finding new ways to do the things that we used to. We're trying to find our new normal. And what that means for the holidays for a lot of people is rekindling old traditions, starting over the holiday traditions that we once had. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Today is going to be our holiday survival guide. Because, pandemic or not, it wasn't always easy being around family and friends during the holiday season. We had issues back in the day, and now there's even more issues. Many of us look forward to these times of celebration with a certain merriment and even glee, but there are still many more that look at these traditions of gatherings for the holiday season with anxiety and dread. Whether it's the awkwardness with the in-laws, a grudge with a sibling, or tension with a coworker, what should be feelings of excitement and anticipation of the holiday season seems to be quelled by situations such as these. That doesn't sound like much fun. Throw in the fact that so much has become politicized when it comes to the mandates and how to handle COVID and people's different viewpoints on it. You have a whole nother jar of problems waiting for you. So we're going to talk about I'm going to give you a little bit of a holiday survival guide, some tips on how to handle those situations as you head into it with your family members, or maybe your work parties, or whatever, or maybe some Friendsgiving parties or friends Christmas gift exchanges and that kind of stuff. And coming off of, I guess not coming off of, but with the pandemic still in mind, does not matter. My first tip is going to be this. It does not matter what your viewpoint of vaccination, does not matter of what wearing mask is, whether you're for mask, against the mask, for vaccination, against getting vaccinated. When it comes to someone hosting a party and inviting you, if you know their stance on it and it's different than yours, then the best thing for you to do is to simply tell them you can't make it, or to have respect for their opinion. Overall, have respect for their opinion and feeling, and just tell them you can't make it. Does that mean you can't continue to stay friends, or that you can't have other family functions when you feel more safe? But the best thing for you to do is to simply not go. Tell them something else came up, you have other plans. Just, you know, I'm not telling you to lie, but excuse yourself from the party, because this is a time where we should be enjoying to be getting to enjoy being around each other. And if the politicized opinions of a public health issue come into play and it's going to create more of a rift than anything, it's going to create more tension and anger and frustration, then why ruin the holidays for them, and why ruin the holidays for you? So my first tip is, if you know that the host has particular feelings and beliefs that are different than yours when it comes to mask and or vaccination, and you can't participate in good faith, then simply say you can't make it. RSVP, no. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Second tip. Say you do go to the party. You do go to the family gathering. Drop the dread. Have you ever walked into a room or stumbled across a couple people who weren't talking at the moment and you could feel the tension between them? Well, more times than not, people will get the same feeling from you when you're holding on to anxiety about seeing them, or an underlying anger about an old issue that may not have been resolved the way you wanted. When they sense that, their defenses go up and their mental troops start preparing for verbal battle. Is that how you want it to go? To help combat your feelings of anxiety over this, contact that person beforehand and tell them you're excited to see them, even if you're not, and share a memory of a good time you had together or a positive story you heard that made you think of them. The outcome might just be that you disarmed a potential bomb on the holiday for the both of you and set a new precedent and expectation of happiness for your visit instead. So instead of focusing on whatever underlying issues you have with this person, set a new expectation of being excited to see them. Kill them with kindness. Next, buzzwords for your buddy system. My supreme teammate, my wife, and I work together when heading to what we know could be emotionally dangerous situations. We create a buzzword or signal to give each other to say, "Help! Get me out of the situation or conversation." And we can then rescue one another with an excuse. Set something like this up with your significant other or friend or family member to help you the same way. Going to an event on your own? You can use the age-old blind date trick of having a friend call at a specific time with an emergency so you can leave if need be, or simply ignore the call if you're having a good time. Next tip to survive the holidays, take a moment with John. Whether it's a company party or a family get-together, I'm pretty sure anywhere you go is going to have a restroom, and even if you have to use a stall, you can find some privacy and time to yourself there. If you're finding yourself starting to get a bit tensed, frustrated, or flustered, simply excuse yourself and take a breather in the bathroom to get recentered. Just check your shoes on your way out to make sure you don't have any toilet paper trailing you out. The embarrassment from that could be worse than the reason you went in there to begin with. Also, if it is a bathroom with stalls, you might want to check to see if there's someone else doing their business in the other stalls, just so your breather doesn't turn into you having trouble breathing clean air. The other idea is you could take things outside. No, I'm not encouraging you to go outside and fight per se. However, you can cool off outside with a brisk walk. Maybe, you know, just looking at the stars or the sky or whatever might be out there, or some fun in the snow if you're in that place of the country, and have some snowball fights, building a snowman or making snow angels. Things get too heated inside, head right out the door. Next, treats are neat. If you're hosting or going to someone else's home, party favors are always a hit. Who doesn't like a gift or prize? You might just be the star of the party by having a little giveaway such as an ornament or a little bag of candy. Yes, it'll cost you a little money up front, but the more people you have on your side because they appreciate a gesture, how bad can that party really get? Lastly, avoid the obvious. I've been told a time or 20 by my wife to ease up on the competitive nature. If you have family members or friends that get overly competitive, then you might just want to skip the games to avoid any arguments or fights. Sore conversation topics should be avoided as much as possible, as well as such as breakups, job loss, and of course, politics, aka the pandemic. Anything that is going to get people heated up and possibly cause drama is best not to be had at a party. Holidays can be stressful times. We all get that. But it doesn't mean that they should be. We should be able to focus on what the holidays really stand for and represent. I hope that just maybe a few of these tips will help you and yours have a better season this year, and that will be more like holidays in the past, but creating new memories. Have a happy holiday season, and make sure you continue to turn into Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness. Get out of here. Go be great. What's up, everyone? Dustin here again. Just wanted to say thank you again for listening to my podcast. Hope you found the information helpful. Again, my goal here is to help you get past that stuck feeling and find that life of greatness. If you have a story that you think would help others come unstuck and want to share it, I would love to talk to you and have you on for an episode. Or maybe you're feeling stuck yourself and have some things you want to work out. Would you like to do a podcast episode where maybe we show what some of this greatness facilitating is? I would love to talk to you then as well. And that coaching session would be free. So whatever you decide, if you have an idea of how to help someone, I'd love to hear from you. Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. Thanks again for listening. Like, subscribe, and share.
Are you itching for a good story? Laughter among friends, maybe even a mystery or two? Well, you're in luck. Fire Breathing Kittens is a standalone Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Each episode is a separate 3-hour long story, like a movie for your ears, so you can listen to these adventures in any order you like. So join us on a real play D&D quest as we solve mysteries, attempt comedic banter, and enjoy friendship. Fire Breathing Kittens podcast, fantasy, action, mystery, friendship.